Woke up a few times and kept remembering parts of this dream. Although his motorcycle has a flat tire now, John and I were out on his motorcycle in my dream, and for some reason he had to leave me with the motorcycle on the highway while he did something quickly. While I waited for him, I tried to remember which exit we were supposed to take, and I started the motorcycle, even though I don't know how to drive a motorcycle, and sort of coasted it toward our exit, then left it on the small shoulder. I apparently managed to stop the motorcycle and hoist it up without it leaning over, because the next thing I know, I was laying on the motorcycle, asleep, waiting for him to come back. He found me, and I asked him why it took him so long, and he told me that he ran into someone that he went to grade school with. They wondered if he was going to the middle school or junior high school dance, and he didn't know they were having one, so they told him to visit the school. This is when he told me that his middle school building was owned by someone who actually had a bar in it in the evenings, and I thought, that has to be the coolest thing, to have your school be a bar. So apparently we were supposed to be going to his school, which was like a one-room bar, and I didn't know any of these people, but when we got someplace, I don't think it was his school, but I can't remember, and he left me once again. I don't know what for, I don't know why. But the next thing I know is that people were wanting to have a knife fight with me, and I was at this place, and there were a few people planning to fight me. I remember even one of them working on sawing and sanding a table edge. I have no idea what that had to do with the fight, but apparently people were just getting ready, and they were doing everything they could. And it so confused the hell out of me, and I managed to leave without anyone noticing, and I went to look for John. I think I managed to get home to see if he was there, and he was laying in bed, and when I got close, I saw him laying there, shirtless, with a knife sticking out of his chest. I freaked out, figuring those people wanted a knife fight with him too, but he was all right. I called out to him, and he said, you know, he was conscious when he was laying there, but he said that he didn't want to pull the knife out because it could cause more damage. I didn't ask why he didn't go to the hospital, because that's when I woke up.